नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रैष्वपद्रेषु Tam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sluki Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiki Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tashmai Sri Gave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Siddhi Guru Siddhi Yuta Padakama Siddhi Guru Vaishnavamcha Siddhi Rupam Sakradatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhamitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gauram Dati Vrindavanishwari Vrishavana Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanta Kalpataru Vyascha Kripasandhu Vyayvacha Adhidhanam Paramayo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7. What Prahlad learned in the womb. Text 34. Nisamya,
Nisamya,
Karmani,
Karmani,
Gunan,
Gunan,
Atulyan,
Viryani,
Lila,
Tanubi,
Kritani.
Jada,
he had a sword, put Palaksha Shru. Gargadam, Protkanta, Udgayati, Roti, Dhrityati, Nisamya Karmani Gunan Atulyan, Viryani Lila Tanubhikritani, Jadai ihar sot kulak saro gat gadan prakanta godgayati roti nirichati isanya karmani gunan atulyan yuryani lila tadudhikritani Jadai ki har sot pulakshar shuru gad gadam Tot kanta udgayati roti nirichati Nisamya karmani guran natulyan Kriyani lila tanudhikritani Jadai yar sod pulak kaksha shru gad gadam Prakanta yurgayati roti dhityati Nisamya hearing Karmani transcendental activities Gunan, spiritual qualities. Atulyan, uncommon. Not generally visible in an ordinary person. Biryani, very powerful. Leela Tanubi, by different pastime forms. Kritani performed Jada when Itiharasa because of great jubilation Hodpulaka Horripilation Ashru tears in the eyes Gargadam faltering voice Kanta, with Kanta, with an open voice, Kod Gayati, chant very loudly, Roti, cries, Dhrityati, dances. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. One who is situated in devotional service is certainly the controller of his senses. And thus he is a liberated person. When such a liberated person, the pure devotee, hears of the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord's incarnations, for the performance of various pastimes, his hair stands on end on his body, tears fall from his eyes, and in his spiritual realization, his voice falters. Sometimes he very openly dances, sometimes he sings loudly, and sometimes he cries. Thus, he expresses his transcendental jubilation. Purport. The Lord's activities are uncommon. For example, when he appeared as Lord Ramachandra, he performed uncommon activities like bridging the ocean. Similarly, when Lord Krishna appeared, he raised the Govardhan Hill when he was only 7 years of age. These are uncommon activities. Fools and rascals who are not in the transcendental position consider these uncommon activities to the Lord to be mythological. But when the pure devotee, A liberated person hears about these uncommon activities of the Lord. He immediately becomes ecstatic and exhibits the symptoms of chanting, dancing, and crying very loudly and jubilantly. This is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prahlad Maharaj before this text, the previous verses, he has given the process of Krishna consciousness. And this verse is the perfection of the practice of Krishna consciousness he has been describing. What is that? He said here, devotional service is very powerful. That anyone who engages in devotional service, it is certain that his senses will be purified. When the senses are purified, he is a liberated soul. So liberated soul means one who has control over his senses. By the process of Krishna consciousness. Like everyone has activities in this material world based on our nature and according to our taste. What is the activity or what are the symptoms we see on the liberated person? Prahlad Maharaj said, when such a liberated soul sees or hears about the uncommon activities of Lord Krishna, he is very, very happy. And he wants to hear more and more because by hearing more and more, he is increasing his ecstasy. So much so that he dances, he cries, he chants very loudly, not caring for common people. In other words, one can see a devotee who is making advancement in Christian consciousness. Who is that? Like Govinda Bhashyapravu. He's always dancing. A person who makes advancement in Christian consciousness, his feet are tight and glued to the ground. And the body never shakes in kirtan. Sukadeva Goswami said that in the second canto of Bhagavatam. When there is no tears, when one's body is not shaking, when one is not shedding tears, it means that the heart is like steel iron. It's iron. Therefore, the body is glued to the ground, it cannot shake. But those who are making advancement in Krishna consciousness, as soon as Nama Om Vishnu Pada is dancing, his feet is off the ground. It is the sign of advancement in Krishna consciousness. Dancing for the pleasure of Lord Krishna is recommended by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. A devotee should learn to dance for Krishna. One cannot dance if you are not happy. Only a happy person dances. A person whose heart is full of distress cannot dance. That means that no advancement. Advancement means that one is ecstatic. His interest or interest in Krishna is increasing. He wants to hear. Sisi Gaur Nitai Krishna Balaram Nadesha Masonarita Nisagasaki Kijai. Those who are making advancement in Christian consciousness, who are liberated souls. Hanuman. Hanuman sits in the class. When the Bhagavatam class is finished, what is the next thing? Sarirya Bijaja. Hanuman never chant this mantra. Hanuman sit there waiting for the next class. Advancement, one who is making advancement in Christian consciousness, his taste in Krishna keeps increasing. The more he hears, he wants to hear. This is the experience of all those who are making advancement in Christian consciousness. There's no Sarirya Bijaja on their tongue. The only thing they know is to hear about Krishna, to constantly chant Satatam Krita Yantamam. They constantly chant and constantly celebrate their Krishna consciousness. It's Hanuman. He doesn't go for prasad. He is sitting there for the next class. That is the effect of Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhupada said here in the purport, the Lord's activities are uncommon. How uncommon is Krishna's activities? He mentioned here one example. So Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill when he was just 7 years of age. What can a 7-year-old child do? He's helpless. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities are uncommon and always transcendental, a performance for the pleasure of the devotees. Krishna saw Indra was angry for stopping his puja, and he wanted to retaliate, which is not a life or activity of a devotee. There's no retaliation of a devotee. A devotee is not revengeful. Indra was revengeful. She wanted to show his power. The Prabhupada said here, the activities of Lord Krishna are uncommon. So Krishna left the house to go and lift the hill. At that time, the rain was already very heavy, but Lord Krishna, not a single drop touched Lord Krishna's body. He was walking inside the heavy torrential rain, which was just inundation. But Krishna's body was never wet. He walked. Can we do that? Anyone can try it? Little rain umbrella on our head. The Supreme Person of Godhead, who performs uncommon activity, walks inside the rain to go and lift the hill. Even before he performed activity or lifting the hole, he was already performing serious other activities. No rain touched his body. His activities are uncommon. And then he was never in haste. He was very peaceful and composed. Because it is not an anxiety form, it is a pleasure to entertain his devotees. It was a pleasure. Krishna majestically left the house and peacefully walked to the Jordan, and very easily, exactly like a baby lifting a mushroom, Krishna lifted it. Not just lifting the hill. When Krishna lifted the hill, Indra, who wanted to give anxiety to Vrijavasis, himself was put into anxiety, because the animals on top of the Govardhan Hill started disturbing the people in the heavenly planet. They were seriously in anxiety. All the lions were harassing and biting Indra's, as you said, he was in anxiety. People was in anxiety. But Vrijavasi were never in anxiety. And Krishna was never in anxiety. He was very peaceful and satisfied. While at the same time, Krishna told Vrijavasi, bring all your load, bring your animals, and enter under here. And as Krishna lifted the hole, systematically, there was an instant construction, a bridge that demarcated the whole environment where the Vrijavasis are going to remain with Krishna for 7 days. Krishna did not do that separately. It was simultaneously performed. Vrijavasis were very, very peaceful on that. So he said, hey, Krishna's activities are uncommon. That's what he did. And Lord Ramachandra constructed a bridge, weightless bridge, to cross to Lanka. He's a Supreme Person of Godhead. How uncommon or wonderful in Lord Krishna's activities. Lord Ramachandra used a bridge to cross to Lanka. Hanuman did not use the bridge to cross to Lanka. Hanuman simply jumped. Hanuman has no time to wait to construct the bridge to cross over. He simply jumped. But Lord Ramachandra waited to construct the bridge. That is how his activities are uncommon. That he can empower his devotee to act more than himself. That is Krishna. His activities are uncommon. It's not common for ordinary people to understand. Only devotees can understand Krishna. Because devotees loved Krishna. And there, in Lanka, Hanuman supervised everything. Everything. And gave a perfect report to Ramachandra. So his activities are transcendental and uncommon. It is not a myth. Why it is not a myth? Govardhan is still existing till today, and the people are seeing. How is that a myth? There is Govardhan here, still existing, and everybody can see. Yes. The non-devotees cannot understand, but the devotees can understand this. Therefore, while the non-devotees remain dry, the devotees are jubilating, celebrating their Krishna consciousness that is mentioned here. When pure devotees hear about these uncommon activities of the Lord, immediately become ecstatic and exhibit the symptoms of chanting, dancing, and crying very loudly and jubilantly. That is the difference between devotee and non-devotee. When Christian was here, many people saw him. But how many people understood he is the supreme personality of Godhead? Very, very few. Only the devotees. The non-devotees did not see he is the supreme personality of Godhead. And they were finding a lot of fault with him. So many people were criticizing and finding a lot of fault with Krishna. Only devotees were celebrating for Krishna's uncommon activities, and they were very happy. Now Krishna performed uncommon activities. That while he is giving pleasure to his devotees, he is making non-devotees not to understand him. Therefore, Krishna disguised. Why is he disguising? If Krishna does not disguise himself, the devotees who are serving him in love will be cheated. Therefore, to cheat the non-devotees and give devotees pleasure, Krishna disguised himself. And only devotees could understand him. The non-devotees cannot understand. So, people, they look at Krishna differently. Especially when Krishna appeared in the Kamsas wrestling match. Baritus of people saw Krishna differently. Common people, they see Krishna as incapable person. The yogis, they saw Krishna as a super soul. The Brahmavadis, they saw Krishna as Brahman. The wrestlers, they saw Krishna as a thunderbolt, dead personified. The gopis, they saw Krishna as the ultimate boyfriend. And the parents, Mother Yashoda, and the elderly gopis, they saw Krishna. He's the best of all the boys, the best of all the child one could have. He's the best. There is no one superior to this boy, Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna gave different entertainment to different people according to their qualities, according to how they understand him. So it's not a surprise that Lord Krishna is not known by non-devotees. And Krishna is fully appreciated and done by devotees. Because here devotees are engaged in devotional activities, and their senses have become purified. Because of purification, they are liberated. Therefore, they can enter into Krishna's internal energy. And they can fully understand Lord Krishna. Just like Sita Thakurani. Today's appearance. How does he see Lord Krishna? How does he see Lord Krishna? When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, different personalities also came to see, and they saw him differently according to their relationship with him. Sita Thakurani lived in Santipur as a tenor wife of Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu. She was always absorbed in Vatsalya Prema, paternal love for Sri Gaura Sundara. Just after Sri Chaitanya's appearance, Sita Thakurani came to Mayapur. She brought a basket full of dresses, ornament, silken cloths, silken children's cloths, jeweled necklaces, and tiger nails set in gold. to worship the golden baby, she also brought auspicious articles such as fresh grass, turmeric, kumkum, sandalwood. The wonderful name Nimai was given to the Lord by Sita Thakurani. In Krishna Lila, Sita Thakurani is Yogmaya or Purnamasi. At Krishna's birth ceremony, she gave many instructions about child care to Nanda and Yashoda. Similarly, in Gaura Lila, Sita Thakurani will often help Sachimata nurture baby Nimai. Sita Thakurani and Sachimata were of one mind. Their life and soul was Nimai. Because of Sita Thakurani's pure parental love, Sachimata often chose her as the first person to worship Nimai Pandit during any auspicious ceremony. Later, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu often came to Santipur to visit Advaita Acharya and Sita Thakurani. They would collect all the neighbors and hold an uproarious festival of Krishna Nam Lila Kirtan, extending later into the night. When the Chaitanya moved to Jagannath Puri, Advaita Prabhu and Sita Thakurani would regularly visit him. Sita Thakurani would cook Mahaprabhu's favorite food and offer lunch to the Lord. Sita Thakurani loved Lord Chaitanya as a son, and he loved her as a mother. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Comment or question? Yes, bro. Thank you for coming. When? I should ask you the question. Before your question, you said we are hearing radio in your house, right? You said you were hearing from radio. Then you came here. Would you have asked your radio this question? Huh? So, what did you learn from this? Should be here, not radio. Radio will not answer your question. The person will answer your question. So, person is superior to the radio. Then your question. So, what is our situation? What is our experience? How do we? Like a dream for dancing for Krishna? We should learn from Prahlad Maharaj that devotional service is powerful to help us control the senses, and it is powerful to give us liberation. So if we are not experiencing this level, it means the previous verses, before Prahlad is speaking about this verse today, means the previous verses were not properly followed. It means that we have not followed or put into practice the formula he has given in the previous verses. The previous verses, he was describing the processes or bhakti. And this verse, he described the perfection of the practice he has discussed before. So if today we are not having this experience, means that we have not done our homework properly. Therefore, we should revise everything. Revise everything means that we should make more effort in being attentive in our activities that we perform in Krishna consciousness. We should be more attentive. They are not mechanical activities. They are devotional activities. That means they should be devotionally performed. Then we can have the experience Prahlad is discussing today. Devotional service purifies the senses. It brings liberation. When a person becomes liberated, is a pure devotee, the situation is that he wants to hear about Krishna. And once he hears about Krishna, he wants to chant what he has heard. And he will dance and he will cry loudly. Means he's experiencing the result of the practice of Krishna consciousness. In other words, Krishna consciousness is something tangible. We can feel it. We can experience it. So we should experience what we are practicing. That's how we're saying actually, because we are all practicing, therefore we should have this experience. See, if we are not having this, it's not all. Some are having. For some of us are not having, then we should know that we have not done our homework properly. So we should intensify our effort. Then it will also become our experience, like others. Is it clear? Prahlad is talking about the perfection, the complete perfection of devotional practice. That's what I'm describing. He is experiencing all the symptoms of pure love of Godhead. He is never tired of hearing about Krishna, like Hanuman. So that cannot be Kanista. Can be an advanced Madhyam and a perfected Uttam Bhakta. this is experience, that once he's here about Lord Krishna, his hair is standing on end. And he wants to hear again and again. Yes. So if our taste for hearing is increasing, then we are making progress. If you are making progress, you want to hear. I will not be tired of hearing. And hear. And hear again and again and again. Because it is sweet. And no one would like to give up something which is wonderful. So we want to continue it. So pure devotees, they relish their Krishna consciousness. They are never tired. Because it's sweet. And they are directly participating. We don't feel the same because we are not participating. We are not part of the pastime that is being played. We are outside. Therefore, we don't have the same experience. But those who are participating enjoys it. Therefore, they want to continue the enjoyment. How we can participate? We should not hear as stories. We shouldn't hear it as something that has happened 5,000 years ago. We shouldn't hear like that. It is not just a story. It is the reality. It is something which is constantly happening. It is going on. So we should make it live. We should make it present. Not the past. So we hear attentively. Hear every word attentively. You're not participating. Something of the past. But a Christian consciousness is always fresh, always the present. Not something that has passed. So we should hear it attentively and be absorbed in that. Absorption, we are hearing. We are hearing fully. Means we don't at the same time think of anything else. It is only that we are hearing. And the mind is focused on that. That is hearing. That goes to the heart, and the heart becomes one with it. That is hearing. And that would happen with Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. They were one, not two. Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit, they were one. They became one. Therefore, both of them celebrated their Krishna consciousness in that way, and they were never external. That is hearing. Hearing is not sitting. The body is sitting. That is not hearing. Hearing means the sound has entered. It has entered inside and has come to the heart. That is hearing. That can happen only if we have given full attention. If attention is full, then that can happen. Then the speaker will enter into you and both of you become one. That is hearing. The effect of that hearing is that you won't forget it. That becomes a constant meditation. You are constantly thinking about it. You are thinking. You continue to relish it. So you become intoxicated with it. That becomes a normal life. That is the state of consciousness of pure devotees. They are fully absorbed in their Christian consciousness, that not sometimes, they are always. That is hearing. When we are reading or we are hearing, and at the same time we think of something else, we will never remember anything. As soon as you close a book, everything is finished. Or as soon as you leave the class, everything is finished. Because that is not hearing. The mind was not hearing. The mind was doing something else, but the body was sitting in the class. Why that happened is because the noise of sense gratification is too loud in our consciousness. Because the noise is, if you put that fan, it will cover the sound, so you can't hear anything again. To hear, that fan should not be on. Then you can really hear and be one with it. That is hearing. That hearing is what will give us Krishna consciousness. And that is the reason why Srila Prabhupada established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, to give us chance to hear. So we should hear, not radio. We should hear from a person. Harishad Mara didn't hear from a radio. He would have sat in his palace. That time, we don't have this artificial system of communication. No artificial. Bonafide means of communication was exhibited by Parishad Maharaj Sukadeva Goswami. They were communicating with each other before they physically met. That is the advancement. And it will have effect in our hearing. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.